Support for WPR comes from the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, an independent organization dedicated to creating experiences that educate, reflect, and inspire. More is at mmoca.org.
Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin chapter, dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com.
I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio at 17 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock. Let me welcome in our guest now to talk with you about some of the best political books on the market today and some that are on the way. And again, please do call in with your recommendations and suggestions or questions for our guest. Our call-in number is 1-800-642-1234. Dermot McAvoy is senior editor of Publishers Weekly, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Hey, Joy. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being with us again.
Well, I got a lot of stuff today.
Yeah, you do. And thank you so much for sending us this list of books that we will send in to people who pledge during this hour. I looked on this list, and it says here that you have a favorite political book of the year. What was it?
It's a book that I don't think sold very well. It's called The Thumping, mm-hmm. How Rahm Emanuel and the Democrats Learned to Be Ruthless and Ended the Republican Revolution by Natalie Ben-David, who is a political writer for Chicago Tribune. And it came out from Doubleday in May. I don't think it did well at all, but I recommend it highly because it's basically a political handbook about how the Democrats did it in 2006, and how the Democrats will probably do it in 2008. It's a real nut and bolts political book. It's mm-hmm. really stuff for the political junkie.
Yeah. And what about right now? What is hot right now?
Well, the one book that I'm going to mention, because it's going to be in the news all next week, it's called Fair Game. It's from Valerie Plame Wilson, the CIA agent who was outed by Dick Cheney and Scooter Libby. And maybe Karl Rove while we're at it also. Now, the reason this book is so interesting, it's coming out a week from today, and it's embargoed, which means no one has seen it. We have not seen it. You know, we do reviews of books way ahead of time so booksellers can know what's coming. And when they embargo a book, it's really a tricky PR thing to a great extent, where she'll make her first appearance, I don't know, I'm just guessing, mm-hmm. maybe 60 Minutes next Sunday. Or it's some kind of a stage event where the information leaks out slowly. And they're printing 400,000 copies, this Simon & Schuster.
Wow.
And the book is Fair Game, and this will be all over the news next Tuesday. Probably before that, if people can get their hands on the book.
Well, thanks for the scoop on that. But when a publisher embargoes like this, it just means because they think it'll be more of a splash, or it's because they don't want negative PR?
Well, it can be both ways, but usually it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a big splash thing where they want you to hear it first on 60 Minutes, or 2020, or something like that. But sometimes they do it when the book is a real dud, too. But, you know, it's one of the things that drives us nuts at Publishers Weekly as we're trying to get going, you know. And it's just, you know, we try everything to get our hands on these books, you know. But, you know, sometimes a bookseller by mistake will put it out too soon.
I interviewed just a few weeks ago one of the authors on your list, Robert Draper, who wrote the book Dead Certain, The Presidency of George W. Bush.
Right.
That was one that seemed to get tons of publicity on the national shows. Maybe it was right at the publication date.
Well, that is a funny story because, in fact, I write a lot for the web here at PW, and they were kind of caught short, the publisher of that, because there was a story in the New York Times that they had nothing to do with, and it came out a week before the book was ready to hit the stores. So they had to scramble to get the books into the stores, although it wasn't their fault, it was late, but when the Times wrote a story about this book in the magazine and they put it up on the web a week ahead of time, people were scrambling all over, both from Norton and every place else, to make sure that the book was in stores, because the first lesson in publishing is never frustrate the consumer. You hear about a book, you go to the store, can I have it? It's not there, you forget about it.
All right.
So you got to, you know, be right on top of it.
Now, are political books, books on political themes, big sellers in say, presidential campaign years like we are in right now?
They do well. You know, when you're talking about a big seller, like, you know, a good seller in one of these books might be 60,000, might be 100,000. Very seldom do you get the Bob Woodward book, which is going to sell you millions of copies and stuff. As I said, my favorite book, I don't think it did well at all. I don't know that for a fact, but I got the impression because it disappeared so quickly, it didn't do well.
Is there anything that's out there now? We're certainly going to, I bet you a fair game probably will sell a few copies, but... Anything that's doing really well right now?
Well, I'm working on a story right now, and it's called The Return of the L Word. And for you people who watch Showtime or wherever that series is on, it's the other L word. It's liberal.
Oh, okay.
And it was written, that there's two books coming out. One is out just about today by Paul Krugman, the columnist of the New York Times. It's called The Conscience of a Liberal. The other one is coming out in February called Why We Are Liberals by Eric Alterman, who is a columnist online for many publications. And I talked to both of them, and it seems that after years of the liberal being the dirty word in politics, people are saying, hey, I'm a liberal. It may be a sign that things are changing.
It's usually it was the sort of a dirty word for a while.
A very dirty word. And, you know, Krugman, who I interviewed 4 years ago and wrote a piece about, at the height of George W. Bush's popularity, and then I interview him 4 years later, and he's been a critic throughout. He has not changed. And it's amazing that he says, if you look at the country, they'll do a poll and say, are you a liberal? And they'll say, no, I'm not a liberal. And then they'll say, do you like Social Security? Do you like Medicare? Would you like health insurance? They all say yes. So maybe they are liberals after all, you know.
Well, someone who's not considered a liberal has a book out right now. I've seen him making the rounds on various book shows. Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice.
Right. And, of course, his book has sparked, well, he's written a very angry book. You know, and it came out, and he basically attacked a lot of people. He attacked Joe Biden and people like that. And it's just amazing that a sitting Supreme Court justice would do that because, you know, there are things that are going to happen to you, you know, eventually because, you know, you're supposed to be neutral. You know, that's what people forget. I'm a Supreme Court justice. I'm not supposed to care. I'm just supposed to interpret the law. But this guy has an axe to grind, obviously.
Yeah. I see some other conservatives on your list trying to be bipartisan here.
Sure.
Scott McClellan is going to be coming out with a book, the former White House press secretary.
Well, if he says anything, it'll be the first time in his life he's ever said anything. I mean, this guy, you know, you might as well stick porridge in his mouth and let him mumble for about 15 minutes because he never says anything. It's coming from Public Affairs next spring, and I'm dying to see it. Now, I bet you they embargo that one too.
What about, did I see that there was going to be a Karl Rove book coming out?
This is a big one. It's from Paul Alexander, and I did a story on this. It's due for February. And Alexander thinks there's going to be some kind of congressional hearings this fall, and I haven't heard anything. But he seems to think that they may be getting closer to Rove in some manner. But, you know, it's his opinion, of course, but let's see what develops. But I haven't heard anything since I interviewed him about a month ago.
I understand that you you told Karen Prager, my producer, that you have three books from Wisconsin authors.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're about Wisconsin people,
at least. Okay, sure.
The first one is Feingold, A New Democratic Party by Sanford D. Horwitt.
Oh, that's right.
And that's from SNS, Simon & Schuster, and it's about your senator out there. And then there's a couple of curious books. There's one from Congressman Obie, which came out, in September or so, Raising Hell for Justice. And the funny thing about this book is he served under presidents since Nixon. Who do you think he picked to be the best president he served under?
Dave Obie picked.
Dave Obie.
Let me think, because I was just communicating with Karen, because we have Dave Obie scheduled to be on tomorrow during our 7
well,
o'clock
I
hour.
I talked to the congressman when I wrote this piece, and here's, you may be surprised, and this is maybe the first question you want to ask him.
Yeah, well, tell
you
us.
You want
who,
me to?
Yeah, tell
Gerald
us.
Gerald Ford.
Is that right?
Yep.
Why did he say that?
He thought Ford did an excellent job. He thought Ford should not have pardoned Nixon, but looking back, he says he did the right thing, and he did the right thing in a lot of ways. So, and he ranks Clinton 2, Carter 3, and Bush Sr. 4, Reagan 5, who he thinks was an absolute disaster, and you can imagine who he rates them. But then he rates Nixon, and he actually rates Nixon ahead of this president.
Isn't that something? And let me correct myself. It's Thursday at 7 o'clock. We'll have Dave Obie on. Looking forward to that. And I will. I'll ask him about that.
And I have one more Wisconsin book, which is coming out in early November, November 6th. It's coming out from Crown Forum, which is the political imprint of Crown Random House. And it's Blacklisted by History, the untold story of Senator Joe McCarthy and his fight against America's enemies. And it's by M. Stanton Evans. And funny enough, you know, it's a book in praise of McCarthy. You don't find hardly anyone who will go out and praise him. And I was reading a book about Groucho Marx yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Groucho also had something to say about Senator McCarthy, who was kind of chasing him around at that era. He said, "We had Senator Joe McCarthy. He saw Reds everywhere, in the government, in the Army, and in the toilets of the Waldorf Astoria. But, boy, did he see Reds in Hollywood. He was nuttier than a fruitcake." So if you ever have this fellow Evans on, you may ask him about why Groucho hates Senator Joe McCarthy.
We probably should have him on. Is he from Appleton by any chance? Appleton, Wisconsin?
I have no idea, but I know Senator McCarthy was from Appleton.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, we will check our news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking about political books. Political books on the market right now, and some coming soon to a bookshelf near you. Dermot McAvoy, our guest, senior editor of Publishers Weekly. He has also compiled a list of recent and upcoming political books that we will send to you for a pledge of any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online, WPR.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Tuesday, October the 16th, and we're talking about political books for the rest of this program. Talking with Dermot McAvoy, who is senior editor of Publishers Weekly. We've talked with him before about books, and we're happy that he's with us during this pledge drive, and very happy that he has provided us a list of recent and upcoming political books that we are offering to you for a pledge of any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio. Become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio by making a financial contribution of an amount of your choice. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. The average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio is $120. That's $10 a month. And at that level, we will also send you the member benefit card, which entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at the participating restaurants, more than 250 of them, 2-for-1 admission to a bunch of cultural attractions around the state, and new this fall, 2 nights for the price of 1 at the participating bed and breakfasts in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota, more than 40 of them. This member benefit card will certainly pay for itself in no time. It's yours for a pledge of $120 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. And then again, remember, every pledge will get what we call a freemium, our thank you gift, Dermot McAvoy's top list of recent political books, which we are discussing this hour. We talked about a bunch of them already. His favorite book, The Thumping, How Rahm Emanuel and the Democrats Learned to Be Ruthless and Ended the Republican Revolution. That was out earlier this year. Also talked about Dead Certain, The Presidency of George W. Bush by Robert Draper, which is out. Talked about a couple of books that are coming out. Why Were Liberals, A Political Handbook for Post-Bush America by Eric Alterman. And also The Conscience of a Liberal by Paul Krugman, who is the New York Times columnist. Talked about the book about Senator Russ Feingold, Feingold, A New Democratic Party. Also a book out now, Blacklisted by History, The Untold Story of Senator Joe McCarthy and His Fight Against America's Enemy. Scott McClellan, the former White House press secretary, has a book coming out for the spring called What Happened. Clarence Thomas has a book out right now, the Supreme Court Justice, called My Grandfather's Son. And we learn that next week, Valerie Plame, the outed CIA agent, will have a book out called Fair Game. So we're talking about all these books, and we are welcoming your suggestions. What's the best political book you have read? Or is there a political book that you've heard about that you want to know more about? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call to talk with our guest or to make your book recommendation. 1-800-642-1234 or 263-1890. Let me take a caller. Sean in Burlington is with us. Hi, Sean. You're on the air.
Hi. I just noticed when you were talking about Wisconsin authors that there was one missing, and that would be Matt Rothschild, who editor of the Progressive Magazine, who's got a new book out called, now I'm going to forget.
Yeah, I know what it is, because we're talking to Matt tomorrow. You
okay.
Have no rights.
You have no rights, how Bush is assaulting your First Amendment freedoms. And I'm looking forward to hearing him speak myself on the radio, but also at our Burlington Area Progressives event this Thursday in Burlington.
I'm glad you got that plug in too, Sean. Yeah. All right, thanks for that. Matt Rothschild is the editor of the Progressive Magazine in Madison, Dermot.
Okay, and one book that I actually made a mistake here. We're talking about Dead Certain, and I said, oh, they have to move it out quickly because of, you know, there was a magazine article in the New York Times Magazine. Actually, the book I meant to refer to was The Terror Presidency by Jack L. Goldsmith,
okay,
which is an excellent book and maybe the best book on Bush's policy, does he torture or not. He was the counsel at the Justice Department who basically went against a lot of the things that Dick Cheney's office wanted to do. And the Times broke the story ahead of time, and Norton really has to scramble to get the books out for that one.
Okay. I see that a book is coming out called, or is it out? It's out now, The Contenders, Hillary, John, Al, Dennis, Barack.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It has all of them. It's from Seven Stories, which is a little press here in New York, which does fairly liberal books all the time. And it's basically essays by different people about the different candidates. And one of the problems with these books is that there's so many candidates, it's impossible to get the whole field into one book.
Yeah.
Both parties, you know,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the Republican Party when you think about it.
So there's that one about presidential candidates. And I see, let's see, who else is on your list? Promises to Keep on Life and Politics by Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, and that book came out about 6 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
And you know it's an interesting book. It looks like he wrote it, and it has some very interesting insights to different peoples and personalities. And Biden's a very colorful guy, and you know he talks a little bit too much.
Sometimes he puts his foot in his mouth. Yeah,
he does. Mm-hmm. But you know, he says some funny stuff, and basically he has a chance to be the next Secretary of State in a Democratic administration. People
yeah.
forget that.
Yeah, no.
I don't think he'll be the president, but he might be the Secretary of State.
What about McCain, The Myth of a Maverick?
I just got that yesterday. It's by Matt Welsh. It's from Palgrave, which is part of Macmillan. And, you know, there's been laudatory McCain books, and now a couple coming out that saying he ain't what he should be and stuff. In fact, on the top it says, Welsh smokes out McCain with gusto. So
okay. Let's see. Look, Chris Dodd has a book out?
Chris Dodd has a book out about his father.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Do I have it in front of me?
Letters from Nuremberg, My Father's Narrative
That's
of a
it.
Quest for Justice.
His father was at the Nuremberg trials. And if you recall, his father became a senator before him from Connecticut who was censured by the Senate back in the 60s. And this is kind of Dodd's way of, you know, bringing his father to light in a better light. And, you know, telling people that, you know, the censuring wasn't the last, his only part of his career and things. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, you know, it's one of those things that you have to do for your family.
Let's take another call. Jeannie in Madison. Hi, Jeannie, you're on the air.
Hi. I would recommend Joe Bagent's Deer Hunting with Jesus. He was on your show a few months ago, Joy.
That was interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I got the book, read it, and have been recommending it to all of my liberal friends.
Now, it seems to me that the book was why people in rural America, people who go deer hunting or like NASCAR and such, will vote for a Republican when that's against their economic interests. Was that right?
That's correct. It's the whole idea of class war. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a series of essays, but very insightful and I think a really good book to understand that whole issue of class wars, and I think that's what we've got going on in this country today.
Thanks for that recommendation, Jeannie.
You're welcome.
That's kind of like What's Wrong with Kansas that came out a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it is similar. You have a book on here that, well, maybe not the same thing. The title caught my eye, Grand Theft Jesus, The Hijacking of Religion in America.
That is coming out from, I believe it's Crown, mm-hmm. in the spring. I don't know much about it, but I have an idea what it's about.
Yeah, me too.
You know? Yeah. But it's about religion and politics again and how probably the Republicans have hijacked, you know, Jesus, and it's time to take him, let him go from being a hostage, please, you know.
Now, this one is out. It says, I have to find this one, The Great Media War, A Battlefield Report, and this author is something else.
Right. Now, who wrote that one?
Jeff Gannon is
oh,
the...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. It's such a weird title for him. I talked to Gannon. If you recall, Gannon was in the White House press room a lot, and he worked for this obscure .com media service, and whenever the president would get in trouble at one of his press conferences, he'd throw him a softball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they found out. There people who were watching, and the liberal blogger saying, who is this guy? We never heard of him. So they did a little research, and it turns out he's a right-wing male prostitute.
So, now he's got a book out.
Well, everyone's got a book out, but at least... The interesting thing about Gannon is you cannot go to the bookstore and just buy it. You have to order it on Amazon.com, and it's done by iUniverse. Now, I'm not sure if they print books when you order them or what, but that's the idea right now. But actually, I was shocked that this book did not get much more reaction from the media. I think maybe the media was embarrassed that he was among them, and they failed to root him out themselves.
Apparently, David Frum thinks that conservatism can win again.
Right. He's the former speechwriter for President Bush, the current President Bush. And I think he was in trouble recently where some of his fellow speechwriters said he didn't write all those great lines that Bush used. You know, and so there's, you know, they're fighting among themselves. What can I say?
Yeah.
But he has a book. It's from Doubleday, and it should be coming in January.
Anne in Decorah. Hi, Anne. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have not yet read, but I have seen some interviews with Milwaukee native Jeremy Scahill, who has written a book on Blackwater, which I think would be kind of in keeping with you no longer have your rights because mm-hmm. it's like a private military starting in the U.S.
And that's been out, I think, for a while. It was a book, I can't remember now exactly if it was, Blackwater was in the title, Dermot. Do you recall that?
I've mm-hmm. seen them, but, you mm-hmm. know, these were a little bit gone. And when it really hit the news recently, basically in the last 2 weeks, that I have not seen them come back as I thought I might.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that your listener brought up a good point, and Maureen Dowd in the Times last week wrote a column about Hessians. And it's funny because me and Maureen are products of the Catholic school system,
mm-hmm.
and we were taught by the nuns that the Hessians were the real bad guys. The Hessians were the Germans that the British hired to come over here and fight against the American patriots in the Revolutionary War. And the nuns said, you don't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of what we're doing now.
I have to leave it there. We're out of time. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it, Joy.
Yeah, Dermot McAvoy, Senior Editor of Publishers Weekly. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, about 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday, October the 16th. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we will talk with Bill McKibben. You probably remember him. He's been on this program before. He is an environmental writer, and he has a new book out about fighting global warming now, and we'll talk about that after 7 o'clock. We are talking right now with Cheryl Gasser, who is the Assistant Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio, about the pledge drive we're in and the goal that we have for this hour, Cheryl.
Good morning again, Joy. $2,000 is what we are hoping to raise in support of Wisconsin Public Radio during this 6 o'clock hour. And thanks to five members of Wisconsin Public Radio, we have raised $290 towards that goal. So thank you so much for your support, for your pledge. But we want to hear from you now. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, the number to call, or you can pledge online at WPR.org. And Joy, in listening with you and Dermot McAvoy this hour, I noticed that we've either already have or have scheduled future interviews with so many of the authors of the books that were mentioned. Wisconsin Public Radio does a great job covering politics. You recently spoke with Robert Draper. You'll be talking with Paul Krugman later this month. Gene Faraca talked with Al Gore this summer. Ben had Joe Biden on. Kathleen Dunn had Sanford Horwood on the Feingold book. And the list goes on and on.
That's right.
It's such a unique service. It's a real joy to be a Wisconsinite because of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you feel the same, call in now with your pledge of support.
1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or you can pledge online at WPR.org. Working toward a $2,000 goal for this first hour of this Tuesday morning during our fall pledge drive, asking you to make a pledge of any amount to help pay for this program and all of the programs that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. We are listener-supported radio, as you know, and a pledge of any amount we will send to you. Something that every political junkie will want to have. Dermot McAvoy's top list of recent and upcoming political books. There are a whole bunch of them on this list. We talked about many of them, not all of them, that books that are on the market right now or will be coming on the market in the spring, and a lot of interesting books coming up, and I'm sure we'll have many of them on this program.
We will try. We will certainly do our best. Day after day and week after week, you hear from politicians and analysts and activists on a wide variety of issues. Joy brings you 15 hours a week of incredible programming. It's so diverse. We do everything from politics, the environment, healthcare, and we have fun once in a while as well. What is that mix of programming worth to you? What is that quality of radio worth to you? 800-383-9772, 800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org.
$340 raised toward that $2,000 goal, but only about eight more minutes left in the hour to ask for your support during this hour to reach that $2,000 goal. What is public radio worth to you? You decide how much to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, but do make that step. Become more than a listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, though we are thrilled to have you listening. Become a supporter, a member of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. Take ownership in Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. And if you are online, Cheryl, you can look. I believe there's a list of the different thank you gifts that are also available at different levels. Besides the list that we'll send you for a pledge of any amount, if you pledge $100, for example, there's a water bottle. If you do the $120, there's the member benefit card and different thank you gifts that you can look at.
That's right. And a member benefit card giving you 2-for-1 entrees at restaurants, 2 nights for the price of 1 at bed and breakfast, and other online shopping discounts. That's yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. One other great benefit of membership at any level is that you can download programs to listen to at your convenience. I know someone, Joy, who loves the Week in Review, has a weekly meeting at 8:30 every Friday, and he simply can't listen. So he goes in later, he downloads it and listens to it at his convenience on Friday afternoons. And he loves that. He would hate to miss the Week in Review, hates to miss your show. And because he's a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, gets the opportunity to listen at his convenience. Just one more way that we say thank you to you for your support. WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
Producers of this program, Karen Prager and Carmen Jackson and Leo Duran and Cheryl Gasser, for that matter, look to make sure that we are finding the very best guests from all over the world to talk with you about the issues that are important to you. And we will be having on this week a number of authors that came up during this program as well. Dave Obey, our U.S. Representative for the 7th Congressional District in Wisconsin, will be on this program on Thursday during the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll talk about his new book. Matt Rothschild, a regular during the Friday Week in Review, is out with a book called You Have No Rights, and we will hear from him tomorrow during the 7 o'clock hour. We do look for the best guests, the best topics, because you deserve it. You are the best listeners. How about paying for part of it with a pledge of support at 1-800-383-9772.
Or pledge online at WPR.org. Either way, it's quick and easy. The volunteer, if you call in, will ask you for your name, some information that we keep private, how much you'd like to contribute, if you'd like a thank you gift, and then you are on your way, having done your part to help keep Wisconsin Public Radio going strong. A $2,000 goal this hour. Speaking of doing our part, Joy and I want to do our part to raise that $2,000, and we can only do it with your help, with your pledge of support. The goal, the overall goal, is made hour by hour, call by call, or web pledge by web pledge. If you prefer to do it that way, it saves us some paper, and again, it's quick and easy. WPR.org is the site for that.
Again, a pledge of any amount will get you this list of political books that are either on the market right now or will soon be on the market, books that are coming out later in the year or next spring. Dermot McAvoy is a guest we have had on before, and he is recommending you check out these books, and they are books from all sides of the political spectrum, which is what, of course, we try to do here, hear from viewpoints all over the political spectrum. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge any amount to get the list. And Cheryl, with just a couple of more minutes left in this hour for us to ask for support and falling so short of that $2,000 goal, we're going to need a couple of generous pledges. You can consider becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle, which is yours for a pledge of $500 a year or more. Or there's a special event that we are planning for January called the Winter Feast Celebration. And that is something for a pledge of $1,200, $100 a month. Two tickets to the Winter Feast, January 20th. It's a Sunday night. It's at L'Etoile Restaurant in Madison. Two renowned Madison chefs will be putting together this scrumptious feast of winter foods, seasonal foods. It's to celebrate local farmers and local foods. That is our special thank you gift for those of you who can contribute $100 a month or more, a $1,200 contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will feast together. I will be there, as well as Gene Faraca and many other listeners like you. Very, very limited tickets left for this particular event, so if you would like to attend, please call and make that contribution. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772.
And certainly pledge whatever level is comfortable for you. We have pledges from $50 to $5,000 and everywhere in between. Joy covers politics like no one else. You've got the State Capitol Report on Mondays, the Week in Review on Fridays, and a dozen hours in between, often spent talking with lawmakers and political analysts. And so you rely on Joy to keep you up to date on politics and current events, and so make the decision now to become a member as a way of saying thank you for all that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-383-9772, 800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
Thanks to all of you who have called in your pledge so far this hour. We really do appreciate it. It is very, very important. Thanks if you've called in so far this drive, or if you're a current member of Wisconsin Public Radio and renew through the mail or through EFT. We couldn't do this without you, but there is still time for you to become a member. 1-800-383-9772. Thanks to Cheryl Gasser and to Karen Prager, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.